Got to say, I'm quite surprised to see you here, because I didn't think it would be you.
No, I didn't think it would be me either. I wasn't prepared at all. Obviously, Laura didn't choose me first to go into the boardroom, and she'd given me assurances that she was appreciative of my support and that she wasn't going to take me in. And then she did. She changed her mind because Sandeesh kind of prompted her to.
Yeah, and Sir Alan almost gave her a way to get out of it.
I know, it was shocking, wasn't it? Yeah, what can I say?
The criticisms that you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Frankly, how were you meant to get a word in edgeways?
Yeah, absolutely. I think something I've said before is that it looked like I didn't participate, but the truth is I just didn't participate in the madness. It's crazy, you know, they're kind of, it's insane and exhausting, and I made a decision which was just a step back, and I kind of thought give them enough rope and they'd hang themselves, but sadly they hung me. So it didn't quite work out.
I kind of felt a bit sorry for Laura though, because she was never going to control that lot.
No, it was really intense, and she definitely really struggled with it. There was certainly a point where she left the room, and she was upset, and I went with her and kind of looked after her, if you like. And it was I'm a bit older than the girls as well, so at that point I'd made a decision that I wasn't going to add to it for her, and I wasn't going to make it more. She was definitely overwhelmed, and that was when she gave me a reassurance that she wasn't going to take me in the boardroom. But then, you know, she's obviously not that you know, weak. She able to, you know, she got the knife in between the shoulder blades quite comfortably.
Can she cut it?
It depends in what context. Can she strategically manoeuvre her way through to not get in the boardroom or to stay in the boardroom? Maybe she can. She was, as we said, you know, she was quite happy to kind of sell me up the river. Whether or not she's got it to deliver with regards, you know, behaving professionally and doing the job, I don't know. She decision-making didn't appear to be her strongest suit this week.
Let's talk about the actual task, because you only really had one idea, and it was a rush job, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely other ideas, but Joe is tenacious, I think. That's often used in a complimentary way. I'm not sure I mean it in that way. But, you know, Joe was adamant that that was the idea we were going to have, and there were other ideas on the table. But truth be known, we just never got a chance to even see them through, because she wasn't having it. Her idea was the one that was going to go through. And I think everyone just got exhausted and gave up trying, to be honest.
I thought the idea was kind of okay, but the actual product was, it looked rubbish.
Yeah, it looked ridiculous. Could you imagine taking that to the beach? But I actually think the name was really, really good. I can't remember who came up with it. It was either Melissa or Laura. But the name was really good, and I think that Boots were probably looking to take that and create a different product, is what I would imagine. But yeah, the product itself was rubbish, and the prototype really let it down. The idea could have been worked with, as we saw, you know, Boots were prepared to put an offer in, but I think they probably would have created a completely different product.
And when Laura said to Boots, no, we don't want your exclusive offer, what were you thinking?
Oh, my God. I couldn't quite believe it. And actually, after that, what happened was, I remember saying in the pitch room, after she'd said no, excuse me, if we were to reopen the idea of exclusivity, could a deal be done? And Boots said, no deal could be done. And I just remember thinking, we can't even save it, you know? And so I was furious.
Why did no one say, whoa, hang on a minute?
Well, as I said, I definitely did say, in fact, to the people from Boots, if we were to reopen the discussion about exclusivity, obviously there's an hours programme, you know, not everything makes the cut, and not that I'm criticising, the edit was great, and it didn't change the outcome, you know, Boots still didn't take the product. But I think it's fair to say that she knew that there were a number of people within the team who were disappointed.
Are you glad you went on the show?
Yeah, I really am, actually. I've really enjoyed it. Yeah, when I went into the show, I was a little bit, my confidence was probably at a lower point. I'd just been made redundant, and actually being part of the show, and even though it may not have been shown or may not have all been captured, but a lot of the decisions I made and a lot of the things I did turned out to be pretty accurate, and that really helped me boost my confidence. So by the time I left, I felt like my old self again.
Even though you were the second one.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? It's a mad little twist. But yeah, it did. It really gave me the courage to kind of go, yeah, do you know what? It was kind of like, you know, I'm not just a nutter. I wasn't just in there for instance. I was a credible candidate. And I kind of had to prove that to myself, I suppose. And I'd already proven it by week two. So yeah, they could let me out.
And what have you done since?
Well, I've been working for myself for kind of the last 18 months. I've been qualified as a project manager. And I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens next, really.
Who should have gone?
Oh, it's got to have been either Joe or Laura. the reality is Laura made a mistake on the exclusivity, but that was